From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Authorities in Turkey are continuing to round up thousands of people suspected of participating in Friday's failed coup. The United States is urging Turkey to exercise restraint and act within the rule of law as it investigates last week's failed coup, amid conflicting reports about whether a former Air Force commander confessed to being a ringleader of the attempted takeover. Lisa Bryant reports.
The message from Washington and Brussels is clear. Both support Turkey's elected government following the aborted coup. Both are also watchful of its next steps. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry delivered that warning Monday after meetings with his European Union counterparts in the Belgium capital.
And we will certainly support bringing the perpetrators of the coup to justice, but we also caution against a reach that goes well beyond that and stress the importance of the democratic rule being upheld.
EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini also warned against reports Ankara is considering reintroducing the death penalty. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Police officials in the United States say the military veteran who shot and killed three police officers in the southern city of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Sunday, carried out an ambush attack. Police say Gavin Long was more than 100 yards away when he began carrying out what police officials say was the assassination of the officers. Louisiana State Police Superintendent Mike Edmondson.
It is the chilling and the sheer brutality of the shooting. There is no doubt whatsoever that these officers were intentionally targeted and assassinated. It was a calculated act against those who work to protect this community every single day.
Police